All of us in BC want the best for our families and for our communities. That's why we spend so much time and pay so much attention to our healthcare system, and it's paying off. Last year, the Conference Board in Canada said we had the best healthcare system in the country. But you know, our healthcare system doesn't work as well for Aboriginal as for non-Aboriginal people. That's why BC is taking a leadership role in closing the health gaps within a decade. We launched a new BC First Nations Health Plan developed in partnership with the First Nations Leadership Council. It sets out a strategy to address the reality that Aboriginal people living in British Columbia on average have 7 years shorter lifespans than the rest of us. It sets the goal in such areas as reducing high rates of youth suicide and chronic disease like diabetes among Aboriginal peoples. We also signed a new agreement with First Nations and the federal government to build on that plan and the transformative change accord that we signed last year in Kelowna. Finally, BC hosted a First Nations summit on Aboriginal health. It brought together representatives from the federal, provincial, and territorial governments with First Nations, Métis, and Inuit leaders from across Canada. We heard about the challenges being faced in the communities of this country and about the successes that are being achieved in improving Aboriginal health. There's much more work to be done, but this week, we took some important steps on that journey. Closing the gap for Aboriginal people is a responsibility we all share as Canadians. It's time we took up that responsibility together. I'm proud to say that BC is setting the example for the rest of the country as we work to build a new relationship with First Nations that benefits us all.